I'm here with Don Gillum and Kathy Plush from Springs Recovery Connection. You are participating in the IndieGive campaign. The goal?
The goal is raise some funds for our organization, and some community exposure is one of the big goals we have. Is our community doesn't really know about our organization, and so we're excited to introduce ourselves and get a little more exposure.
Get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
What is the organization's purpose in our community?
Well, our purpose is to really put the focus on recovery. We all know about addiction and the destruction of addiction, but we don't talk about recovery. And so our whole mission is to put a face and a voice to recovery and help people move into recovery and stay in recovery from addiction.
And how do you do that?
We do that through peer recovery coaching and family education and community education.
Dawn, your role in the organization?
I am the program director, so I help to develop programs and develop community partners as well to help facilitate the recovery process.
And what are some of those programs? Do you have any that you're particularly proud of, any that have been more successful than others maybe that you can talk about?
Well, one of the programs that we recently started was we partnered with UC Health to go into the emergency department. So that's our emergency department program. And we're really happy about the progress of this program. So we meet people in the ED where they're most motivated to seek recovery resources.
They're in crisis.
They are in crisis.
It's a good time to talk about change when you're in pain.
Absolutely.
You offer families assistance as well. It's not just the substance abuser, the person in crisis. Oftentimes it's the family that's in crisis. Free for the ride.
Yes, absolutely. And we believe that the family is the key to healing our community. We believe that's where it starts, is with family education. A lot of times families don't understand what they're dealing with, and they don't know where to go for help. And so we believe, you know, it's one thing to try and get an individual sober and get them on a pathway to recovery. But really, when we really feel like we're going to move the needle on things, is when we can get the family involved and we can help them find recovery and understand their role in it, because it is a family disease and everyone's affected.
What you're talking about is addressing codependence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you do that? How do you address the illness with the family members?
So we have a program called CRAFT, which stands for Community Reinforcement and Family Training. And that meets every Thursday night at 7 p.m. And that's an introduction to recovery and what that looks like, not only for the family, but for the individual as well. So we really help the family understand what they're dealing with and how to move themselves through in a positive way. And you know, addicts and alcoholics are constantly told how wrong they are and how, you know, and so this, we help families speak in a different language so that they can help their individual and help themselves as well.
Don, how many people in your programs, how many people are you using to make change happen? Employees, volunteers, if you have an idea of that.
So we have four staff employees, and we have about 20 volunteers that we utilize to provide our services.
So there's an aspect of giving back, it sounds like, with the volunteerism.
We have something called the Ambassador Program, and that kind of encompasses a lot of the services that we provide at Springs Recovery Connection. And basically, it's just one peer relating with another peer and walking them through. So when we have someone who comes through one of our programs, whether it's the family program or the recovery coaching program, or even our training program, once they begin their recovery process, they just automatically want to give back. And we've seen that when they give back, they have a greater chance to sustain recovery.
Right, a little buy-in to the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the facility located?
We are located at 1930 West Colorado, so we're right on the bus line. And easy access. We're inside the Sanctuary Church building.
How is your funding going to be used? Plans for growth for the organization? What can you tell me about that?
One thing we would like to do is have phone coverage, you know, especially during weekends, you know, so that's a goal for us as we get more funding, we can, because we'd love to have staff covering weekends as well and have coaches available on weekends, but right now we just don't have the funds for that. And we are in need of space. Actually.
Website address?
Our website address is srchope.org, And when you go there, you'll be able to find services there. You'll be able to fill out an application if you want to volunteer. You'll also be able to contact us via email. But also, if you look in the top right-hand corner, you'll see an IndieGive logo, and we would really appreciate it if you would click on that, and there's an opportunity for you to give back.